really surprise me at all. It's kind of just like, I feel like they have a sense of urgency. They want to make plays. I feel like that's, if you look around the league, when you're on good teams and everyone's doing their job and contributing, more guys get noticed, more guys get credit. They start to notice other guys because that's just what, on great teams, and that's what happens when, like Coach said, like everybody eats when you're on good teams and when we're winning. So I feel like that has a big thing to do with it, and I feel like we learned that early on in the season. As guys start getting awards, guys start getting recognition, we learned, and I feel like they're just all in, and they like the reaping the benefits that come with that.
Mike, I know a lot of guys don't want to pay attention to the numbers, but it's impossible to ignore. You're about to set a franchise record for single season receptions and an NFL record first 2 years. Just what are your thoughts on, you know, climbing up the record book?
It's a blessing just to be in that position, to have that opportunity, and then just thankful for the support system I have, the people around me, the opportunity to be in this position. I'm just real grateful and blessed.
I know you said coming into the season you have some goals that you don't necessarily like to share, but are you approaching some of those things?
You always want to set real high goals and challenge yourself to get to those. I feel like when you play this game, you have to have a plan. I feel like I have a plan to be one of the top guys in this league at this position. So, I mean, it doesn't come overnight. You know, it's a long season. It's a process. It's ups and downs. But if you stay the course and follow directions, stay disciplined, I feel like, you know, good things happen and sky's the limit.
Now, second year, chance to be a part of a division champ. Just, you know, what are your thoughts on, you know, going to Tampa and maybe winning this division title?
I was telling Coach Payton, you know, coming from Ohio State, it seemed like we used to hang banners on the wall every year. So, you know, being able to have that opportunity to do it here, that's the only goal in front of us, and that's what we have to handle. Just to, you know, bring that kind of feel that I had from college, you know, winning championships, hanging banners, and just stuff like that, and be able to do it at this level, at a higher level, it's a blessing, and I just want to continue on with the success.
Some guys had mentioned over the last couple of weeks that just with the way the race is going, it felt like the playoffs had already started. Can that help in a game like this where you got one game to be able to clinch the division, even though you got the playoffs already wrapped up?
Yeah, Coach told us last week, and Zach Streif hit on it too in his message, you know, the playoffs have already started. We're playing, and we're on that stretch when you come around that turn, when you're running track, you know, and 400, we're on that turn. So, you know, as long as, you know, we take what we're being coached and apply it, these coaches have our best interest, and I feel like we'll be a real successful team. We just have to do our job and be on point, and we'll have a lot of success come Sunday. And once we get on that plane back, you know, we'll be able to take a deep breath and get our new mission.